Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord. You can also join us on Twitch on most Saturdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Me!
Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, National Literature Podcast. We're back with the third part of whatever episode this is of Rodania.
So
I gotta process more audio. I decided to take the summer off. I'm gonna start back up in September all the stuff.
I still want Georg to talk to us, though.
I don't know why Georg decided not to talk to us.
He doesn't like us.
It's been weird.
Because of what Garrett said earlier, he doesn't approve being that. It's its own independent robot.
Mm-hmm. He's never talked to me, so don't even give me that.
Sorry.
So at this point, we're trying to do a power rush of a tent city for these guys, which like might not be so bad because I'm pretty sure we pretty much already had all the supplies set up for when we marched across the desert.
Surprisingly, you do have enough like stuff like that for this. You're correct.
Like it's just like, oh, this is, yeah, we got it in storage. Put it out there. Like I said, there'll be like a buffet delivery.
Jorgen's not here today, but it's perfectly fine to assume that he's there cooking.
Yeah, if there's like within a mile.
Jorgen, I'm using your character while you're not here.
there's going to be like a weird thing of like my camel walking around, like just trying to like poke people. Like if you need something, you know, ask the camel.
Camel it's just true, has a sign. So if we weird. Need assistance, please ask.
if they do have a handful of druids, I will be asking them if one does want to, you know, partially sacrifice their time to be infected by the plague and help us in research and also, you know, join the household. We're a good household. Like, I give out the benefits of the household to them. I give them through the camel, I give them the spiel.
if you join a household, you'll be immune to this plague, but you'll also catch it.
Yep. You know, we're doing great things, serving the neutrality, taking out counselors, you know, all good stuff. You know, join the army.
Is the camel's mouth actually moving like Mr. Ed, or is it now like, is it like Lilo and Stitch where he just opens his mouth and your voice just comes out?
They need to speak with animals.
He's communicating with the camel, and then you're listening to the camel and then communicating with them. And all they're hearing is a normal camel speak.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what camel sounds like.
Like, the camel understands common. So it doesn't need you to translate common to it.
Okay.
Like, it can't speak common.
Okay. So I'm just, like, sitting there nodding sagely at this camel and just waiting and then repeating what it's saying to the people. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. And awkwardly, probably because it's also you, you're going to be like, this is the Baron. he's a leader.
Everyone thinks that the Baron's a camel. That's totally it. Yep. This is Baron Eastward.
To take you seriously if you're having a camel.
If he was having a conversation with anybody but other druids, I think there would be more awkwardness. But I think druids might have an ability to understand.
Like, oh, hey, wild form. Well, wait, no, just kidding. That's actually, it's just a straight up camel.
Oh, he's wild form? No, so he's a druid? No, he's a paladin. What are you talking about?
It's a wild-born paladin? No, you guys just don't understand it. It's a halfling.
Do not, that's not a halfling. Mr. Humpity Humps ever again.
And then, like, I accidentally dismiss him and he just disappears. Wait, now what just happened?
No one was here the whole time. Harry turns into a mouse and just runs away. Anyway, we're done messing with the elves, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tent city starts to go up.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
If we can find out anything else, Harry, too, like what they're running.
I was going to say, you go. Ahead and do the camel thing, and I'll just act as translator. I am just going to be a direct mouth translator because Harry is bad at talking. So he will be listening to this camel word for word and repeating what it's saying.
With the history of our campaigns,
Okay. Harry not asking any sort of questions and just accepting things is within every one of my campaign's characters, apparently, except Robert.
The conversation ended real fast for me, and then we were dismissed, so I'm like, okay, while this is being set up, I'm going to ask Harry to go back and be like, hey, let's ask these people what's happening. 600 people, we just got to go, and then we got to leave.
Well, we didn't know that there were 600 people. I mean, if there were 600 people, then we would have had the tent city already set up. Duh.
God,
oh, yeah,
bless.
That's the missed point.
Yeah, because people needed help, especially whenever they come to my grove asking for it.
There's also 5 other conversations happening between me and this camel going, like, yo, camel, this is what you say, but this is what I'm saying to you, camel.
Camel, don't
pay
this back.
Don't pay this back.
Camel, kick Harry.
Harry has walked away at this point, and there's just like some elf standing there. Camel just kicks. I don't know.
He's a mostly intelligent camel. it's
you bipeds all look the same.
But I will.
I need to deal with that. I'll be right back.
Uh oh.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Chaos.
The dog's barking.
Puppy bark. Dog. Okay.
Is it for some barking?
Oh. I'm just imagining. Can I, like, Fork? Can I get Fork? Can he, like, help out Jorgen? Because I just.
What, you want Jorgen to have an indentured servant?
What's he need killed?
No, I'm just like, would you have any issues per se if we asked you to, like, you know, just like make a cool like dining experience with people?
You know,
like,
just you kill a bunch of homeless people.
Like, you got a giant trident. I feel like you could do like a really cool like rotisserie thing with it.
Good at chopping.
Stand back.
The trident is good at chopping. I guess so.
Oh, I would have assumed it was a skewer for whatchamacallits.
Well, I was gonna also approach Fork at some point, ask him if he would join Jorgen to like be like a little show for cooking experiences, like with a big old like rotisserie style trident thing.
It would be delicious.
All right. Okay. So that's your guys' night. So assuming there's nothing else, we're gonna fast forward to the morning.
No, I don't think I have any issues. Outside of, once again, the camel's going to be following Harry around, you know, just telling him to talk to people. Ask questions, please.
Right, so,
Harry just once in a while just gets headbutted by a camel.
So, yeah, alright, so they will move toward the tent city. They will thank the camel for the food.
It bows its head.
Harry just smiles because it's a very, very amusing.
Fork.
Yes.
I need your will save.
Coming right up.
Well, he rolled a 20. Now he's going to roll a 1.
Yeah, you hear the voices too. Must be a pet.
D20 being mean. Oh, there it goes. Ooh.
Wait, hold on. Here, might not be fine. Let me just double check some.
Did he get quiet, or is it just my headset?
I'm probably going to have to change the DC on this, because I didn't realize how...
How lucky Justin was? Yeah.
No. Opposite.
His negative one?
Because a 17 fails.
Oh.
Oh, so
I'm going to change the DC on this so this doesn't happen every other day.
No, it's fine. That's perfect. He's just bipolar.
Okay, I'm going to change the DC, but it's going to start tomorrow. Okay.
Dang. 17 fails. Holy crap.
Okay, you wake up. And you definitely have the urges, and you can't resist them today. So you're going to go talk to your cousin.
Angry stomp.
Whoa. I don't like the way he said you're getting the urges, and you walk up to your cousin.
This just went all Game of Thrones.
Yep. Yeah, that's all of a sudden Harry gets the urge to climb a tree. What's happening?
Remember, I'm also the only one who's not a halfling around here.
I know, that's why it's scarier.
How dare you?
He's not a halfling, but he is a catcher, so it doesn't matter.
I like to snuggle. Anyway.
It won't be the little...
I hate all of you so much.
Get ready for the struggle snuggle.
You're gonna cuddle after. Anyway.
I wonder why he's got a slave.
So, what can I have? What's up,
focus
cousin?
On the game. Enough of this. Up, continue.
Can I help you? You look happy.
Where's Ari?
I don't know. I don't, the tiefling? I don't know.
Hey, Garrett.
What?
A little voice appears in your head. This one's clearly been possessed.
Harry slowly turns around and looks.
Your sword is talking to you.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know.
I forgot. Looks down. Oh, yeah. Wait, what? Possessed.
Where is Ari?
I don't know. Maybe you need to have a sit down with a special priest friend.
Odd. He allied himself with the elementals? An enemy of my enemy, I suppose.
How did he do that?
He's holding their weapon.
Oh. The fork.
He is,
so right now, Harry is just talking to himself with an angry cousin. He's the major domo of water. I didn't know he was major at anything. Fork, where did you get that fork? Can I see your fork real quick?
He's now holding it, by the way.
He's what?
Holding it.
He is holding it? Like, he's holding it at... Oh, okay, here. Like, at me, or is he just holding it?
I mean...
Pork handle.
He's not aggressively pointing at you like he wants to kill you, but he is sort of at the ready. It's sort of like he has a pistol in his hand pointed down sort of look. He's not holding it at you, like, imposing
you.
Yeah,
like he's going to hurt me, okay. But it's just at the ready.
Yeah, but it's definitely at the
veins in my arm, not my forehead.
Huh?
You can see the veins in my arms, not my forehead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's where all the power is, obviously. Anyway. Do you want to... So, Ari, you're looking for Ari, huh? She's in the commissary. There's no weapons in the commissary. Give me that. give me...
this.
No. I need to see that. Here, give me your.
It's
give me
the,
I know it is, and it will go right back to you. I know because I know it's yours because I'm your cousin. Remember, I know it's yours. I wouldn't forget that.
Did you take any of my other stuff?
Why would I ever do that? I'm little and stupid. You're big and strong.
As you just said, you're stupid. Therefore, you make stupid decisions.
No. Not whenever it comes to stealing. I know not to do that, because that's dumb.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking for your fork. Because there's no weapons allowed in the commissary. I'm just going to hold it. I will stand right here while you go and get Aerie.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't move.
Not moving. You give him the... Yep, as soon as you give it to him, he just stands there with the trident smiling.
When you grab it, you get a flash of anger, and then nothing. I will let you make another will save.
Me?
No.
Oh, him? Okay. Go, Justin.
Come on. Fuck.
You don't feel much different.
Okay, not moving. She's in that building, way in the back. At the commissary. He points at a building far away from him.
Are you gonna go?
Don't move.
Not.
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as he is in that building, Harry runs the hell away.
Okay.
Scamper, 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 scamper.
Where
scamper.
Are you running to? Because this will very depend on something.
He is running towards where Ilias is, because this is magic.
Okay. Okay.
And as he's running towards Ilias, he's going, help, 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 help,
Fork,
help.
I need you to make a notice check.
Who?
Fork.
Oh, no.
Because he's heading over to the commissary where people
perception.
Are
eating.
Oh, I said as soon as he's in the building, I'm gone.
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
All right. You're currently tied up trying to look for her in the commissary. Back to Harry. Harry, you sprint into the lab.
Help, 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 help. Is Ilias there? Please be unmuted. Please, Ilias, help.
What's wrong?
He holds out Fork's fork. This thing is possessing him. He's the major dodo of water.
Oh. Awesome.
No, no, he's going to be really, really mad. Please make it stop.
Dispel magic on the fork.
Hey.
So he's not going to kill me now?
Okay. Whatchamacallit? Fork.
Yes.
You, first off, the trident for the rest of the day is now just a +1 trident. All other abilities from it go away.
Okay.
And you're back to your senses.
Does he remember what happened, or does he just suddenly appear in the commissary?
Yes, he does remember what happened.
Okay.
Oh, if he suddenly appears after that revelation, and maybe with Harry having like half a minute more to explain, then he meets Ilias wreathed in fire, holding a fireball almost prepared.
Ilias is not all of a sudden going to appear, because Ilias didn't know that he ran to the lab. No, I'm sorry, not Ilias.
I was going
to
say, wait.
Fork didn't know he ran to the lab.
Okay, then we are good to.
Just show up, like Jason Voorhees.
Oh,
it's like right behind him.
You can try the Jason thing. I'm gonna blast you to the moon, so.
It's just, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. But
amazing.
What is it?
I'm gonna find out. I don't cast. Is Fork gonna be all right? That's.
I don't know. That's what I was asking you. He was.
Were you asking?
Cool. Wonderful. Luke.
What? What do you mean? What? Okay. What?
Luke turns towards you.
Please prepare an identify on this here weapon. And
should
check
we get Hans in on this?
What?
Should we get Hans in on this? It is a weapon. It is more his area.
Yeah, but we might. Our home right now is going to be maybe assaulted by a very angry half-orc person. So I'm gonna watch the defenses while you look for a weapon, and then we can call in.
Well, I mean, I can, I can go probably peek and look for him, see if he's still possessed. Because you said that he should be good now, right?
No,
you don't know.
I didn't say that. I have no idea what just happened. You came in.
I don't like magic. I know. I'm a
druid. You are a druid. I know. Get yourself up.
My magic doesn't do this.
I'm just picturing Ilias slapping you across the head and say, "Get it together, man!"
Like druid.
And then Ilias cracks his knuckles, goes outside, casts fire shield on the way. casts mage armor, casts protection from evil and good, and then basically comes out, all right, where's that half-orc?
Harry looks around, sees, like, a scalpel that you have on, like, a stand, grabs it, and walks out behind you.
We have weapons.
Looking fierce. You know? Not in there.
What do you mean?
And besides,
not in
he won't expect it. He won't expect
take it back.
Shh. I'll use you as cover. Go.
Yes, you will use me as cover. Yes, you will hide behind the wizard. Thank you very much.
Yes. I'm also small.
All right. Fair enough. We put the research facility on lockdown until our half-orc is found.
Until the half-orc is found.
Seems you have a lockdown protocol in case Hans goes crazy.
It was more for that those people inside who we are experimenting on are going
true.
To the outside, but I guess it would work both ways. Yeah. We did work on a little bit of security on this one.
Are we the baddies?
Oh, by the way, I would like to point out, should we get his personal companion?
I pointed him in the complete opposite direction of where she was. She's fine.
Right. Why? Yeah, I was wondering about it. Like, we should probably get her in.
You should be around this whole thing right now, just to let you know.
I thought she was with the druids. Like, that was the whole thing. The druids got gathered.
But the fuck would she be with the druid? She is here in order to help with the research.
I thought she was. Oh, well, then she's there. Then she's around here. Then she should be fine. I pointed him in the opposite direction.
Okay, what is he actually going for? Like, what was he looking for?
I told him that she was
because
over there.
You suddenly yelled, "Oh no! There's the soul of the water, a guy in this trident." So, context, please, Harry.
What do you mean? Like, how did I know that?
Yes.
Because my sword told me?
You people have a weird relationship with your weapons.
I mean...
I'm pretty sure you were informed about that connection.
Yeah.
I mean... Yes, it's just weird.
Okay. I know. Yeah, my sword told me, and my sword didn't possess me to tell me, so please don't dispel it. It's fine.
Okay. So where did you point him?
And you hear a commissary. Voice, you hear a voice in your head, Harry, that says, "Oh, your knight in shining armor."
I'll get to you later.
What?
Nothing.
Where did you point him?
To the commissary.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. you lead.
Oh.
Okay, so what are you doing right now, now that you're in the commissary and you've sort of lost your murderous focus that you had?
Do what everybody does in a commissary. I'm getting a sandwich.
Yep. I didn't think that was going to be the case. You don't understand it. But for some reason, the food in this army has been excellent. Normally, it's bad. Normally, it just keeps you going. But they have appears to spend like a good portion of their money on just fresh foods.
And you know what? I'm not gonna look a gift army in the mouth.
F in the chat for Jorgen, who couldn't be here tonight.
Okay, but, you see him in the commissary. He's just eating.
Oh no, we're too late, Founder!
Yeah, given that my research assistant was at the research station, I don't think that he had time to go kidnap her, cook her, and is now eating her.
I might be a little dramatic, I'm sorry.
Use your brain.
I can't, I'm panicked. Hello,
Pork, how are you feeling?
Arya, if yes. you're around, just let us know.
Where'd you guys get this food? This is great. Right. This is the best food I've ever had in an army.
Harry's eyes are not leaving Fork.
Right, so I'm a wizard wreathed in fire, and the first thing you ask...
You didn't bring the trident with you, correct? You just left it
I left it.
Just confirming.
Yes. So I'm a wizard wreathed in fire. The first question you ask me is, where did we get the food from?
Yeah, this is the greatest sandwich I think I've ever had.
Yeah, okay, I think we are
back
fine.
To normal.
Yeah, I think we are fine. Hey, so yes, I actually, I mean, a lot of it is seafood. We are getting it directly from the sea, and we should talk about your trident, which has been possessing you.
What?
Yes, your trident seems to have a mind of its own. It is currently being researched on as one of our enemies is using it in order to control your mind and make you into a terrible threat to all of us.
You got really mad. Ilias' back says,
look in the mirror. We're orcs. We get really
mad. No. I know mad, and I'm quarter orc. I know mad. That was, you were going to eat Arya if you found her.
Speaking of, where is she?
They don't know.
Helping me as a research assistant, I needed her medical skills. She's fine.
Sorry,
she just needs to watch over. What?
That was the last thing he asked that, and I answered that last time. Sorry. Panic. Right. I do great in crisis.
Sure. Yeah, she's just helping me with that research at the current time.
Well, I hope she works out as good for you as she does for me.
Honestly, a learned person in the arts of medicine. I was gently surprised, I must openly admit, yes. So, where did you get the trident? I'm sorry I'm still on fire, but that's kind of going to be like that for like 10 minutes or so.
Oh, I've seen worse.
Also, my voice is really deep now, sorry.
I don't actually remember how long Fire Shield is.
10 minutes?
Is it? 10 minutes or an hour? No, it's 10 minutes, yeah. It's 10 minutes.
Yes, I remembered that.
Yes.
I don't remember which fight it was, but there was a camp full of guys. We're near the ocean. Somebody paid me quite well to take them out. They happen to have this nice trident there, so figured, why not? I've earned this.
Right.
Are you being intentionally misleading, or you just not remember?
I legit don't remember.
Okay. You were paid to defend a shipment. They were attacked by pirates, and you killed the pirate to take it.
That's a way cooler story.
Yeah.
All right, so killing some pirates, getting that thing. Okay, so
it doesn't like me.
I have to do a little bit of research. We might have to involve Hans into this. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to like
you're going to get a plague guy to look at my trident?
Yeah.
He's really good at weapons.
He's really good at weapons. That's kind of his thing.
Yeah. Biological.
I mean...
Oh, biological warfare. Yeah, I get it. Look, I have limited resources. I have to work together with this person, and he's kind of our weapons guy.
So, you have my trident, which I've gotten pretty good at using over the years, and you're giving it to a person who's created a disease. So does this
He didn't create a disease. He pissed someone off who then cursed him with that disease.
Which makes it even worse, so we probably shouldn't have corrected you, but go on.
Yeah, that's kind of... I see where you
are. So does this mean the people I stab are going to get the disease?
Oh, no.
You know what? The more I think about this, maybe we do some preliminary research without this first. And
Find a way to make my trident better.
Oh my god.
I could stay here for...
No, no.
You tell me about this earlier, Harry.
No. He's a little bit like Hans. He likes biological warfare.
Oh no. Biological warfare, bad. Bad.
Yes, biological warfare is bad.
Because if you accidentally... stab yourself with it, and someone accidentally stabs himself with it or something.
I'm gonna be clear with you. Like, I am currently in. I have a problem. I have many problems, and the problem is I have so many problems that I needed Ariasolis to help me with the problem I was currently dealing with, and then. You put this whole, there's a trident with the soul of one of the counselors right into my lap. So I kind of have to, at this point, subcontract this to Hans. I'm going to take a look at this trident, but I don't believe I have time to honestly fix every single problem with you people heap upon me. And I'm sorry, yes. The you people was like me. The circumstances have heaped upon me lately. I'm dealing with a plague. And with a ritual. Both of which concern gods. I am technically not paid enough for this, but this is fascinating work. I will grant it that.
Wait. Hmm? You get paid?
Research grants. Not like money.
Oh, you get paid that fake money I was told about. It's like pretend. It's even more pretend than the pretend money we already have.
I don't have time for stupidity now. Please make the discussion more intelligent or stop talking.
When do I get my trident back?
Did you ask when or where?
When.
That I do not know yet. I literally heard about this 10 minutes ago. My fire shield just stopped. Okay, good. So we got that one going for us at least. I did not have enough time to deal with this. I'm going to go and talk with Luke. I can let you know more soon. Enjoy the food in the meanwhile and everything. And by the way, just in case we are getting attacked, get yourself a backup weapon of some sort from the armory. I'm not saying I'm going to withhold the trident for you forever, but for the time being, the trident is in care. Literally, Harry ran up to me 10 minutes ago and started yelling about things.
Harry ran.
Oh, look at the time. I gotta go. He disappears. He teleports to his grove.
I'm a wizard. I'm also going to teleport away.
They leave you with your food.
Yeah, I actually didn't bring my like long range teleport. What I actually is doing is just misty stepping outside of a window, and then he's just scampering away, pretending that he teleports.
He makes it as dramatic as possible, but he only teleports like 25.
And it's like so awkward and cringe how he actually walks away. Like if anyone looks out the window, they just see like someone like creeping.
Yes.
Undignified.
All right. So why do we have a trident with the soul of one of the Counselor of Water?
Harry and his plague can, or Harry and his grove cannot answer you.
All right. What has Luke found out about this so far?
He rolled a 3 or 7.
Yes.
Where was my Luke roll? He rolled an 8. So he hasn't found out anything yet.
All right. We are spellcasting here. Try 24 instead.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so whatchamacallit? You would recognize this as an artifact level magic item. It appears to be, whatchamacallit? It appears to be a weapon that was utilized during the same period of time. It is associated with the binding of the elemental water that sort of created your land. So in a similar manner with how fire was bound, it appears that this was bound.
The trident which was used to drown Rodania?
Yes.
Oops. I mean, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Please continue. Sorry, I was interrupting you.
Okay. Whatchamacallit? You do know it is also historically a item that is appears to give someone claim over the city of Glass.
I don't know what that is.
I will send you a link. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Where is? There's not that many good resources on this because it's AD&D. Here's an image of the City of Glass, and I don't know why I'm putting it here. I'm going to put it here. And here is the technical information on the City of Glass. Where is it? That's an RPG map.
Okay, the words "it's a city on the elemental plane of water" would have been enough for me.
Okay.
All right.
I am transposing it, though, that it is in your world.
Okay.
But your world is also a focal point in the elemental chaos, so it actually makes sense.
Yes. Interesting. Well, we have a weapon which can damage a god. Ish. Yes. Yeah.
Speaking about what you asked about Rodania, it appears that the weapon isn't as strong as it used to be.
Oops.
Not sure if that
makes sense. Not because you dispelled it. What I mean is,
no, there's absolutely no way I can actually dispel and disenchant an artifact level item.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm temporarily shutting it down.
You think that it somehow burned itself out? Probably in that instance. That would be your guess.
All right. With a 24, can I get an idea when it will be regaining its power so that I can be, prepared to, subdue it again?
You mean when it will be... Not when it will regain its artifact level power? You mean when it will just be, whatchamacallit? It's dispelled for 24 hours, so tomorrow.
Okay, Good. I would be fine by that. Okay. I would like to call in the council of the whole player party at this point and
all right, so you'll
tell
get
them about this. Yes. There's images of everyone arriving on horseback in various ways for some obscene reason, despite them only having to walk like 10 meters
exactly.
Because it's more dramatic.
Yeah. You're going like a floor down and whatchamacallit's going like a floor up.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing the Spaceballs thing where I'm being teleported instead of just walking through the door. And then I will reveal the secret, or not the secrets, but what the thing is. By the way, I'm not having that with me, just in case. I will basically have a PowerPoint presentation about the Trident and not actually show off the Trident, because who knows. Yeah. Trident is also being kept in a safe facility right now. My god, I am Umbrella Corporation. I have so many secrets in this facility at this point.
Hans has just brought in on like a golden chair by slaves. I mean servants. Hello.
Great.
Half my money, yes, bitch.
Oh boy. So yes, and this is the Trident, which is very powerful. We need to decide how we deal with it and what we are attempting to get out of this.
It's great at stabbing.
Yes, that I'm sure. It's also intelligent and very dangerous. And once it has regained its power, I will not be able to stop it from exerting its power over its wielder and potentially other people.
Why don't we just put it in the box then to keep it from him for the time being? Or is he bound to it?
He is not currently in possession of it, and until we have figured out what to do with it, that's probably best. We can't just put everything into a box and then wait for the next generation to take care of that. That's how climate change happens.
What do you mean the climate? Wait, what's wrong with the climate?
No, there
is something wrong with the climate in your world because of the war in the Feywild.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm pretty sure this desert was always here. Prot, I got a question. Anything I can roll to help with this? Off the notes he has, or would I have to see the weapon?
What do you want? Huh? If you're looking for, like, historic information about this weapon, you can make a roll now, but if you want to actually, like, investigate the weapon's, like, abilities and stuff, you would have to see it.
I feel like historically that would be a better thing. I want to see if it gets any noggin jogging. An investigation, good sir, or do we have history?
Yeah, there's a history skill.
Oh, there's an actual history skill. All right, ready? We're gonna cheat.
You can get advantage from.
Investigation for you is a fine roll because you were alive when this thing was used last.
Well, I'm sorry. What was it?
Investigation is fine for you because you were alive when this thing was used last.
And I use spark.
I will give you advantage.
Oh, I rolled again. I don't know how that works in my 16 plus 3.
Okay.
19, then, good sir. I will take that.
Okay, your recollection is you remember that there was a civil war in the City of Glass. You don't know the sides because this was one of the conflicts that you were not directly involved in, unfortunately.
Thankfully.
But it appears that there was the whole group were sort of founded and formed around the being who is sort of the god at the center. Which I can bring up the name in a moment when I look up the poem that I sent out before.
Okay.
So he was sort of like the head of the pantheon, as I'll describe this. And then each of the counselors would have been some sort of demigod that were under him. At some point in time, he came in conflict with one of his counselors, and he ended up being killed or removed or trapped or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then each of the other counselors, basically their area sort of fell under them, and then things happened to each of them just over time. You know what happened to Fire. He was basically turned on by his most loyal, his guard, and they basically trapped him in his temple. You think mm-hmm. what happened with Water, you think that there was a civil war, and there was a fight for control of basically that weapon. And over the years since that civil war happened, the weapon was lost, and it has changed hands, and somehow it wound up into Fork's hands. Much like the One Ring.
Okay, so it's evil then.
It has a mind of its own, and it will inevitably corrupt its user.
But, as I pointed out to him specifically, so you guys can come up with your own conclusions, as I pointed out to him specifically, it's not evil. It wants the worshipper to be sort of like, it wants him to be sort of like in charge of a kingdom and receive payment and stuff like that. It's not, it doesn't want like the blood of the innocent. It wants to rule, but it doesn't care. It's more neutral than anything else. That's what I'm trying to sort of say.
We should really get this to Evan instead.
Yeah, exactly. But that's sort of what I'm sort of coming up. It wants to be colonial. It wants to subjugate countries, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It's not whatchamacallit, which you could flat out say is evil. But we're talking about D&D terms, so I don't know.
Yeah,
so it's like it doesn't. All right. It doesn't care if you free the elemental or you kill the gods. It has no loyalty to them.
Loyalty is to the king, my god.
Yeah.
All right.
It just sees itself as. It belonging to like the most powerful ruler.
It can't be the right place.
So, all right, I'm going to inform.
Which is also, I should say, it is also probably the reason why it has changed hands so much.
Yeah,
it influences its people to seek power, and then those people don't end up surviving.
It's literally the embodiment of might is right.
Oh. But yeah, I just simply relay that to everybody off like a binary card spit out of.
Like Robert, it would be happy like a Viking king, where it's like, okay, we're gonna invade and we're gonna take gold and stuff. It would love that life.
That was way less chaotic than you people think. Viking kings were actually very organized.
No, but I'm not claiming it's chaotic.
Yeah, yes.
Claiming it's. I would actually align it more lawful. It wants to. Mm-hmm. It just wants to be the head. It's like.
Yes, you keep what you kill, and whoever is the strongest should be the one in charge.
Yeah, the Mongolians did something similar where they're like, yes, we will conquer you and you will be Mongolian, but the only thing you do is.
It's the barbarians at the gate.
It would be the weapon for Alfalfa or whatever they called in Watership Down. Yes. I get
it. But yeah, I relay this information, everybody.
Woodwork?
Yes.
I think that was the bad guy's name.
I don't remember what his faction was called.
We'll be right back with the last part, because we're at 47 minutes. So we'll be right.
Yep.
And I'm just going to roll into it, so let me stop the recording.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.